Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Bye. universe has permitted the impossible to manage. A photosynthesis takes place to perfectly convert the vividness of light into chemical energy for the purpose of maintaining and giving life. Intelligent design doesn't even begin to define its creative craftsmanship. Any attempt to align the mind of mankind to divide is insufficient and inadequate. It's too lofty and far beyond us, and God would not remain anonymous. Correspond with us, and out of all of God's creation would become fond of us.
Thank you. Problems came, I would fold. Please help me step out in faith, 'cause I displayed a lot of growth. I'm a God of change. and he longs to offer total and sustained peace to all who place their hope and trust in him. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, "You keep him in a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Our God has peace in store for us in every situation if we will choose to keep our mind stayed on him and trust him. The world says that peace can only come when you've worked your fingers to the bone and have finally attained all you want. You can only have peace when you have enough money, friends, the right job, or the right spouse. You can only have peace if friends, family, and bosses like you. God's way is to draw you into himself and offer you peace in the midst of your circumstances. He doesn't want you to wait until everything gets worked out before you can have rest. He's offering you rest right now. Psalms 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lay down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. You prepare a table before me in the presence of the enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." So God longs to prepare a table for you in the midst of whatever trouble surrounds you. He is calling you to keep your mind stayed on him no matter what lies before you. And he is asking you to seek his face and find your rest in him rather than toiling and striving for circumstantial peace. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, "To set the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. It's by the Spirit alone that you will find life and peace. So stop looking for your fulfillment in the things of the world. Stop asking the world to offer you what it never had to begin with. Look towards your Heavenly Father for peace that surpasses all understanding. May you feel the rest and peace today as you spend time in prayer seeking the face of God." So meditate on the truth that God is your source and source of peace and rest. Allow God's word to mold and shape your perspective. Where have you been running for peace? Have you had much peace and real and rest in your life lately? Acknowledge your past pursuits and will help you make present change. Trust in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make paths straight." So thirdly, seek the peace that comes from placing your hope and trust in God alone. Ask the Spirit to fill you with peace in the midst of your circumstances. Let your request be known to God and receive the peace that comes from casting your burdens on the loving and capable shoulders of your Heavenly Father. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5 and 7. "The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything be in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." You will be robbed of peace as soon as you turn your trust away from God and begin to live in your own strength. The only source of consistent peace is keeping your mind stayed on God. You can trust in the reality of God's desire and ability to help you. You can wait on him if he tells you to wait. You can move when he tells you to move. Offer your understanding, actions, and emotions to him and allow him to be the Lord over them all today. I highly suggest that you read Psalms chapter 23, and it brings this devotional more into light. Amen. All right. Now it comes down to the most important question, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life and need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, overeating, gambling. Whatever the situation may be, the Lord Jesus can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he has to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do anything for you. Okay, so do you really want to go know the Lord Jesus? If you do, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you in the family of God. We want to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, right now, the Holy Spirit, okay, God, Jesus, okay, and all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them? And you can do this by calling in at area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you push the 1 key, you'll come on live and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we got a caller for tonight. 843.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I don't feel like I'm doing well anymore because I'm getting bullied by people. And I've been trying to ignore it, but it's getting through my head. Someone messaged me, very last warning message, your 30 channels account is going to be hacked by account. This is a threat. And I'm not sure, am I going to get hacked?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have people calling me bad names. And they're mocking me. And it's really hard for me to get through. But I'm trying not to let them take me down.
Well, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes. But I think
these
guys
good.
Have forgiveness. They will give. Jesus will probably give them another chance if they repent.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I was going to say, put your troubles on to Jesus, okay, and, you know,
yeah.
And let him take care of it.
Yeah, and also on an update about what I was talking about the horses, well, 3 days ago, I don't know what, like a while ago, we had a funeral for the horse. And we just expressed our emotions for what he's done. And it's all behind us now, but she is up in heaven with God.
Yes.
He's up in heaven with God. Do animals
yes.
go to heaven?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I'm sure they do too. I'm just happy that God's taking care of him.
Amen.
Amen. All right, that's all I just want to call in about. Just being bullied by people on a web chat, and there's just yeah, I'm probably gonna have to get a break from it. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
Okay. Well, we'll play some more music here.
Thank you.
song, Lord Come. All right. Let's get into the prophetic message for the day. All right. The Father says today, keep the main thing, refuse to be distracted by the pressures around you. Incline your ear to my still small voice. Learn to ask the right questions at the right time. There are times that you aren't getting the right answers because you aren't asking the right questions. I delight in walking with you in circumstances and situations that will bring many questions to light as to what to do next. Never assume that the obvious solution to the problem in front of you is what you should be asking me to do. Learn not to pray the process, but the outcome. Don't put your faith on or focus your prayers on how you think the problem dogging your life right now will get solved. How you think things should go should go will seldom reflect what I actually have planned. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Stay open. Be teachable, even when you're under pressure and people are demanding that you act. Just because others are upset doesn't mean that you should be upset. Just because the need is pounding at your door does not mean that it's time when the answer should come. When man insists that now is the time that things should be addressed, learn to get quiet and enter in dialogue with my spirit, who will show you what really is going on. Be willing to have a teaching moment. Even under an enemy fire, the enemy will always be there. The need will always be great for one thing, for the other. What I'm calling you to do is sit at my feet and learn of me, says God. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to play another song and then I'm going to cut it for tonight. So here we go.
Will I tell you in music?
Good night. God bless. Have a blessed night. See you here tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. for an episode of God's Rainbow Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church. Okay, I got a great sermon lined up for you. So see me then. God bless. Good night.